You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. TJ is here. We have so much to discuss. This is very exciting. We are awaiting the injury report. Will Carlton Davis go? Will he not? Trending. Let's see if he practiced today. But TJ, we have more important things to talk about.
Okay.
I want your opinion on something. So sure. I need you to separate from, I'm Mr. Sideline Guy. I need to hear TJ the fan. Can you do that for me?
I think I always do that for
you. I don't know about that. You're getting a little corporate. So here's the deal. I
highly disagree.
Here's the deal. Max Crosby, a close personal friend of yours.
Yeah.
By the way, a man who, unlike you, actually made a real donation to Eastern to get the field named after him.
Us linemen don't need our name where everybody can see it.
Uh-huh. You know. Over under 15 seconds.
Before the slander starts.
No.
Shock that didn't hear it on the way in.
No. Now listen. Max Crosby, we have talked about it like, it would be an amazing move. You make the Raiders say no. Crosby opposite Aiden, 25 and 26. You get Max Crosby here now. I threw an idea out because I wanted the Raiders to say yes. Okay. So I said 3 first-round picks. That it's 1 first-round pick for every bite at the apple I get at the Super Bowl this year and the next two. And my picks won't be that high. Now, I taped the kickoff show with Boomer Esiason this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had this discussion. Boomer said the following. It won't take anywhere near that to get Crosby. In his mind, the Raiders would move him well before that price point. So if it is south of 3 first-rounders, if it was a 1 and a 2,
mm-hmm.
give me one reason not to do the move.
I can't. I was thinking about it. I would have no issue giving up 2 1s. 3 1s. I mean,
and you understand why
you're not guaranteed to make it to win the Super Bowl, but do your chances go up? You're right. I mean, Max Crosby's going to be better than any of the first round picks you can bring in the next couple years. So, I totally would do that.
And you know Max.
I do know Max.
Okay.
And from everything I've heard in the past with Max and talked to Max about, he really loves that organization, you know, but. Sometimes you wake up, sometimes you look around and say, man, I've been here for X amount of years now, and you know, right. I've been busting my ass, and what do I have to show for it? I'll go down as one of the best all-time franchise players, don't get me wrong, but what did I really get out of it? You know?
Did you see his interview at his locker the
I
other
did,
day?
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting because that was the first sign of any a crack, maybe, right. in the reports that we've been hearing that there's no way he wants to go anywhere, there's no way in hell they're going to move him. That was the first sign you saw a little slippage there. And I think Max, look, I'm not telling him what to do. I mean, obviously, the guy, you know, has made a career for himself. He's turned himself from a fourth-round pick. You have loyalty to an organization, but at the same time, with where you're going.
Call him.
And the reports coming out about Brady wanting to bring in Belichick. My advice to Max would be, that's not a road I don't think you want to go down.
I'm not going
to change his mind no matter how he's...
No, I want you to partake in this with me. I want you to look at David. Don't look at me. Look at David. And I want you to lie to a pastor. Stop yelling at me. I want you to lie to a pastor. Do you have Max's number in your phone?
I do. Yeah,
call him right now. Call him.
It's noon in Vegas.
He's got nothing going on at noon in Vegas. Call him right now. Hold on. Can you tamper?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk to Max.
Why haven't you?
I'm not saying I haven't. Whoa!
Breaking news. 307.
Talk to Max.
TJ Lang is working Max Crosby to be a lion.
Kenny, you saw the rake, right? You saw the rake. You walked right into the rake.
Clear as day. Right. It was right there.
It was no grass.
He's been doing nothing but hollering at me since I walked in the door. And I might defend myself at some point.
TJ's about to hit right that rake. Yep, there it is.
Iceberg right ahead.
How's that for corporate?
Okay.
Shove it.
Now, here we are.
All right. Are we back?
We're good. Okay. I need you to recruit him. But do you, see? On a serious note, do you believe it would break Brad Holmes' character? It's not who he is. It's not what he does. Do you think there is any chance they pick up the phone and even try?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Because,
TJ Lang reporting the Lions are in hot pursuit of Max Crosby. I warned you the first time.
No comment.
I warned you.
No comment.
I work with this. Oh, God.
Does that really go out of character, though? I mean, I know you didn't give up a high pick, but you just looked at this team and said, we need improvements on the defensive side, especially in the secondary, and you went and traded for Carlton Davis.
Okay.
You know,
Off season,
but that showed the willingness to realize, okay, we are one, maybe two pieces away. Now's the time to do it. So I think seeing this past offseason, him be more aggressive and going to get guys that he targeted that can help his team.
Okay, but TJ, I think they know they're close.
I think he knows he has to address that position somehow.
He addressed the secondary because I think he saw the secondary fall apart in the San Francisco game and the title game for the NFC Championship.
Well, yeah, you can't let balls bounce off your face mask.
Right. Does he need to see Sam Darnold do something against that defensive line before the sense of urgency kicks?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think so. Yeah, I think part of you wants to go into this week and say, you don't really know what you have. You haven't played a game yet. You played a couple quarters without Aiden Hutchinson against a team that they absolutely murdered.
They quit.
But yeah, I do think sometimes you need to see it, right? Hey, you could be thinking, man, we're not really great at the pass rush anymore. And then all of a sudden some guys step up and you're like, wow, maybe all he needed was a chance, right? Maybe all these guys needed was an opportunity to be the guy. Or sometimes on the flip side, you need to see it. Okay, yeah, we knew we were going to be hurting with Aiden, and we were really hurting. We couldn't get anywhere close. So, yeah, I don't think they have their minds made up right now. But after Sunday, one way or the other, you know, I think definitely at times you need to see it. Now the good part, I think, and we'll get into this more with Talk Lines, but I think Aaron Glenn and this defense might have a small advantage for a week. And just stick with me, because he's going to have to be forced to change things up. You know what I mean? Like, they've been a team that they're going to rush for. They're going to play press man coverage. That's what you're getting. And they're just going to, and they've just been saying, hey, we're better than you. By the time your guys get open, it won't matter. Our pass rush is going to get home. And then a couple pressures mixed in on third downs. But I think with Aaron Glenn, and I don't think you got to change the whole defense, but I think there's going to be times this week against Minnesota where it's going to be a lot of unscouted looks that Minnesota hasn't seen yet, because Aaron Glenn knows he's not stubborn enough, and he can put his ego and pride to the side and say, okay, I don't think we can go out there with this same group of guys missing this guy and expect the same results. I think he knows, and he showed that the last half of last year, you know, with Ify Melifonwu and all the pressures that he was getting and the interceptions and where are these guys blitzing from. We have no idea what's happening. They were kind of in the same situation last year, and Aaron Glenn showed that willingness to change up the defense. So I think there might be, and it's not going to be the rest of the year, but for one week, you might be able to throw some things out there that Minnesota hasn't seen before. You might be able to confuse them. You might be able to get a couple free rushers, which in close games might be able to turn into a couple takeaways, which a lot of time is a difference in these division
games.
The
comp is Green Bay had the week to 2 week window when Jordan Love got hurt and Malik Willis out of mothballs and LaFleur schemed up stuff that the other teams did not have tape of, and they survived. So it is. It's a lot like losing your quarterback. I can get away with it for a week, but the longer you go, the harder it is to hide.
I mean, Minnesota's probably preparing, you know, for press man coverage. You go to the game and it's, you know, you're dropping the zones or zone pressures or, you know, max blitz or max coverage. And now all of a sudden you got it. You're in Minnesota's head a little bit.
He's
can
made me believe not only are we getting Crosby, but now we're winning Sunday. I don't know what to do.
I think one of those
13
is true.
Points. There you go. No, I was just laughing. Yeah, you're Spencer Rattler 1 week, and then you're benched in the middle of the game the second week.
There you go.
I don't know. Are you guys like me where, this sounds so mean, but part of me just keeps waiting for Sam Darnold just to turn back to Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Like the first couple weeks, what was all the hype about? Derek Carr. Oh my goodness, they're scoring 50 points a game.
Right.
And then they haven't won a game since. And I know he's got hurt, but you kind of wait for some of these quarterbacks just to say, come on.
No, I see Sam Darnold as the new Jared Goff. I see him as Baker Mayfield. One.
And it took years for the idiots in this town to leave Goff alone. Yeah. Even last year we were dealing with Hendon Hooker stuff.
And Baker Mayfield. It was like, oh, well, he's Baker, and look at him. He's a screw-up. And he's just gone down to Tampa and owned that town, and they love him, and he's winning down there.
Yeah. But I think Darnold, TJ is in the early stages. Yeah. You were like, all right, come on. No, seriously, you're a pumpkin. Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
And you look at his life.
I think for Darnold, TJ, not to cut you, he finally got an opportunity where he's got a team around him and
he's got
a coach
better toys
around
to play.
Him. Yeah. And you're it's not, I don't need you to win games. I just need you not to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
See all of these toys? Play with them.
It'll be interesting because, you know, they obviously took a first-round quarterback, too, that they probably view as the future of that team. No, I don't think he's going to play this year. But
Moving into
the future, I think they look at him and it depends, right?
I think he becomes trade bait.
There's a lot of football left to play. It depends on how the season goes. I just look at especially the last game and a half that Sam Darnold has played. Hasn't been impressive. I mean, they got up to a big lead against Green Bay, but you watch second half of that game?
Nothing.
Yeah. You watch him against the Jets where I think he completed less than 50% of his passes. And even some of those were, you know, just throwing it up to your all-God receiver, Justin Jefferson, and making plays. But
that's kind of their MO, they jump ahead in the first half.
Yeah, no.
And in the second
half, I'm not knocking him for that. I just think
they almost run practice in the second half.
Yeah, I think there's ways where you can get to Sam Darnold and kind of show why he's been that guy that's bounced around a bunch of teams, right? And I've seen signs of that. I know they haven't lost yet, but I've seen signs of that over the past six quarters of football that, man, if you rattle them a little bit, you just got to keep this thing close enough in the first half, because you're right, that's where they've been winning games. They've been pulling away in the first half, then their defense is good enough with all the pressures and confusion that they can supply.
In the second half of games, all they need to do is score, kick two field goals, and that's enough to cover.
I think they scored 3 points against Green Bay in the second half and
there
still
you
won.
Go.
You know? If you're going to call Max... What Like, what day and what time would that take place? What's a good time to get a hold of Max?
You know what? Why not 3:15?
Come on.
That's only 12:15 out on the West Coast, though.
So he's at the buffet.
Yeah, I think they practice, man. Red zone day.
He was held
out. Vegas, man. It's too hot to practice in the middle of the day.
You do
even
know.
In a dome.
You do know. Okay. In an article.
Practicing at 9 tonight.
In an article written before the dedication of the field that you were too cheap to pay for, he had talked about growing up and idolizing the Lions and Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford and how amazing it was to be home.
Cool.
Recruit him. You owe the city this.
Cool.
You don't want to recruit him?
Cool story.
Come on, man.
How much is it? Is there anything in East Lansing with Mike's name on it?
Hell no.
Rico.
I wouldn't give that school a dime. 2-4. What was that? Oh, my God.
That's probably the only thing up there with Mike's name on it.
Black crap.
Oh, no. Was that what they said? For that.
Oh, boy. A lot of the geese by the Red Cedar, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.